I think one of the great lessons of the story of Jonah in the Old Testament is that we should always speak the truth of God as it is revealed to us. It's revealed to us in the Scriptures. It's revealed to us in Jesus Christ. So wherever we are, wherever we go, we speak about the truth. We talk about it, not in an obnoxious or hurtful way, but in a winsome and helpful way. We speak for God. We speak God's thoughts as they are revealed in the Bible. We speak of the mission of Jesus Christ. We speak of his death and resurrection and the mercy that we can find through his shed blood. These are things that the Apostle Paul called the wisdom of God. Jesus had something to say about Jonah. They're very sobering words. They're found in Luke, the 11th chapter, the 29th verse. And when the people were gathered thick around Jesus, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a miraculous sign, and there shall no miraculous sign be given it, except for the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a miraculous sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And look, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And look, a greater than Jonah is here." We have a great advantage, you and I, of looking back at the wisdom of God and being able to see in the Bible and read about and witness what God has done through Jesus Christ. We have all kinds of preachers. The Bible is the most printed book in the whole world. It's being translated into every language of the earth. And yet will the men of Nineveh rise up in the judgment against us because we have refused to repent, because we have forsaken the living God, because we have refused to receive Jesus Christ into our lives? Well, I hope that won't be your fate. And I know it won't be my fate, because I have faith that Jesus Christ will carry me on to heaven and eternal life, and I will not be under the judgment of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your mercy and your grace. We say this so often, we pray it so often, but it's true. Without Jesus, we are nothing. With him, we have everything. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.